Next week on this broadcast, Ian McPhee, Congresswoman Lois Capps, and Conservative Bob. It is the Dave Congleton Show, Hometown Radio, every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 on News Talk 920 KVEC. Fox News awaits us at the bottom of the hour. We continue our discussion about the Obama economic stimulus package with Jeff Eccles and John Berger. Your phone calls still to come. Before the break, Jeff was making the argument that what's different this time, John, is that we have true leadership in the White House. Without getting political, is that enough? You don't seem convinced.
No. And I don't even think that there's been true leadership in this one because he didn't start it. He sent it off and he let Pelosi create this monstrosity. And I didn't really even see the leadership that I was hoping to see out of him and his economic team.
What could he have done differently, John?
Well, it would have been nice, actually, I think, if he had taken the reins and said, this is my package and this is what I want and set the parameters for it and sent that to the House and say, now work with that. Right. But instead, he said, I know we need a stimulus package. You guys figure it out. And then he put his name on it 10 days later. And I just, that was so surprising to me because it was not what I expected out of President Obama.
You're shaking your head, Jeff.
That's not entirely true because during the campaigning, Obama put out his platform, actually starting back in November. You could go to his website, as I said here to the listeners many times, go to the individual campaign websites and see what they're saying. And you could see Obama's platform, his economic platform there. And many of these things have been mentioned for several months now. And it was November that he got together with the leadership of Congress. And although he didn't necessarily craft the fine points of this, he certainly laid out the broad brushstrokes.
But could he have done it better, Jeff, when you look back over the last 2.5 weeks? Could the president have done a better job of making this case?
Honestly, I don't think he could have. I mean, we can always do better, right? I guess for me, when I look at the contrast of what I've been used to over the last 8 years, it's night and day. So he has, in my opinion, in my estimation, he gets an A. He's maintained this bipartisan posture. It's worked to a degree. At other times, maybe his newness or naivete
hasn't worked. But not a single Republican voted for it. It's not exactly bipartisan.
I was going to say, and that's the other issue, is he never really took it to the Republicans, and he never took it to them. He just said, well, you know, he talked to them. He said, I'm listening. But he never really got them to sign on and make commitments to it. So the Republicans right now could just really easily say, you know what? It's your stimulus package. You go ahead and do whatever you want. We'll be there in 9 months or a year from now to say it didn't work.
And that could also be a risky gamble, John, because maybe if it does work, we voted against it.
But they voted against it on principle. And if it does work, which I would be surprised if it really does, that would be a political mistake.
And why are you so pessimistic?
Because economically, it has to follow through with where this pattern has to come to a completion. It can't just be stopped. It's like a big ship floating through the water. It can't just be turned around in 5 minutes or even 2 months. We talked about this last time I was here. Any economic stimulus that is created today will not have an effect for anywhere from at the very shortest 6 months to 9 months.
No, that's not true, John. That's absolutely not true.
Why would you say that?
Because you get an immediate effect in confidence. Right now, we have a crisis of confidence in this economy. We are in a negative feedback loop, which kind of defines a recession. By the passing of a bill, you get instant effect from confidence. That means I'm going to be more willing to go out and hire somebody. Plus, the way this particular stimulus plan is crafted, it gives immediate benefits.
But if there's this big debate, how can there be instant confidence? Would there be more uncertainty? Because I don't know if you're right or you're right. I don't know.
No, well, I'm talking about once it's passed.
Yeah, but I still don't know. It may be passed, but I don't know if it's going to work or not.
No, but in terms of business leaders, business owners, if I know that I'm going to get a tax credit to hire somebody, I've got immediately more confidence. If the uncertainty now is behind me, we look at the stock market. The stock market's rallied the last couple of days. I don't know if it's directly linked to what's been going on and the potential that we're getting through this process, but the market is starting to rally.
Is he overly optimistic, John?
I think so. Yeah. And I'm normally the one who is just like the super perky optimist. So, yeah. Which is unusual for me, but I think that it's, you know, historically, when you look at economic stimulus packages, they just don't have tremendous amounts of positive influence.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Fox News. We're going to check traffic with Marty. And then we're going to come back and continue our conversation with John Berger and Jeff Eccles. We're doing another segment with my guests, and then we'll start welcoming your phone calls. This is News Talk 920 KVEC. Glad to have you with us for this important discussion.